Youngsport for several years. She's a nurse at Darnell Army Hospital and will speak to us this morning on the subject of faith. Marie?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad that y'all
are here. And as you notice, my friend Judy came up and sat in this old raggedy chair. It's falling apart. It needs to be reupholstered and all like that. What made Judy sit in that chair and not think that it was going to fall down? What made you sit there, Judy?
Faith.
All right, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We do faith every time we turn around. Even though we do not realize it, we always live our life by faith. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. If you want to, you can turn your Bibles to Hebrews 11. That's where we're going to take our lesson from. Excuse me. Now, I'm going to be reading from the Living Bible. My husband gave this Bible to me. I have to show it to you because I think it's so neat. And I'll tell you, this sort of tale. He gave me this Bible in 1976 as a gift. It has four interpretations. And the one that I like is a Living Bible. But I love also going back and saying, okay, now what does this interpretation say and what does this? Sometimes the wording is just a little bit different, but they all mean the same thing. And that's wonderful. Faith is not believing that God can. It is knowing that God will. So today in Hebrews 11, we are going to talk about some Bible personalities that had tremendous faith. I don't think anywhere, I'm not a great Bible scholar, but I don't think in my reading that I have ever come across a chapter that outlines it more beautifully than chapter 11. Let me get my stuff together here. I got so much stuff I want to talk to about today. I'm not going to go forever, okay? Okay, verse 1. Some of these verses I'm just going to read right out of the Bible because I could not say it any better. But some of them I'm just going, because there's a little bit of other things in there, I'm going to just sort of summarize for you. So verse 1, we've already talked about what is faith, but the Bible says it is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. Men of God in days of old were famous for their faith. So let's talk about some of those people of old. By faith, by believing God, we know that the world and the stars, in fact, all things, were made by God's command, and that they were all made from things that can't be seen. It was by faith that Abel obeyed God and brought an offering that pleased God more than Cain's offering. God accepted Abel and proved it by accepting his gift. And though Abel is long dead, we can still learn lessons from him about trusting God. We're going to skip down now to verse 5. Enoch trusted God, and that's why God took him away unto heaven. He didn't die. Wouldn't that be wonderful for all of us? Just when it's our time to go on to heaven and not have to suffer and not have to go through that. But Enoch had faith, and that's why God took him on to heaven. In verse 6, you can never please God without faith. How can we even live our daily lives without faith? In verse 7, how about Noah? Have you ever listened to, I knew I'd have one of those senior moments. Billy, whatever his name is. You know, a comedian? Who?
Graham?
No. This is a comedian. And he talks about sometimes, he had a thing about Noah and the rain.
Cosby,
yes. Thank you so much. I may have another one of those senior moments later. But anyway, he has a thing. Can you imagine when Noah was living, the water came up out of the earth. And here God comes to Noah and he says, there's going to be 40 days of rain. And like Bill Cosby, what is rain? We never heard rain. We've never seen rain. But Noah had faith. And Noah had faith that God would take his family, put them in that ark. He built it to, by faith, what God told him to do. And he knew that God would rescue and keep healthy and provide for his family. And that when God decided that the flood would be over, they would be well taken care of. Abraham trusted God. He was told to go to a new land. You know, my husband was in the military for 28 years, and sometimes when they'd tell us where to go, I'd say, oh, no, I don't want to go there. I don't like that place. I've never been there, but I know I don't like it. So I don't want to go there. Here's Abraham. He didn't have a cell phone. He didn't have any kind of GPS system. He didn't have any of those things, but he trusted God, and he had faith that God would take care of him and that he would send him to a place where he could survive and his family could survive and do well. Abraham even lived in tents. I'm sorry, but I've been camping. I don't want to ever live in a tent again. Sarah had faith, and because of this, she was able to be a mother in spite of her old age. How old was she again? I can't remember now. 80, 90 years old? A whole nation, because of her faith, a whole nation came from Abraham, because of Abraham's faith. God told him to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. I couldn't do that for any of my children. To think that God wanted me to go and sacrifice my children. Of course, God sacrificed his son for us. But here was Abraham. And what did he know? What did he think? By faith, he knew that God at the end would probably not want him to sacrifice his son, but would provide a lamb or something that he could sacrifice in place of his son. And he did. Or God believed that, Abraham believed that God would bring his son back to life if he did have to sacrifice him. It was by faith that Isaac knew God would give future blessings to his two sons, Jacob and Esau. By faith, Joseph, as he neared the end of his life, confidently spoke of God bringing the people of Israel out of Egypt. That must have been really uplifting for the people, the slaves in Egypt, because they were really, really suffering at that time. Moses' parents had faith that God would protect him, their child, from death when the king commanded that all young children, all especially males, should be put to death. And they hid him in a basket and put him in the water. I would have been scared, I think, that the basket would disintegrate and my baby would go and die in the water. But they had faith that God would take care of this young man. By faith, the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. That took a lot of faith for that. There are too many more to recount their stories of faith in God. They won battles. They overthrew kingdoms, ruled their people well, and received what God had promised them. They were kept from harm in a den of lions and a fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There were four people in that furnace besides three. Some women, through faith, received their loved ones back again from death. All of these people had faith that God would do what he promised. They didn't think that, oh, maybe he will. They had great, great faith that he would. Without our faith, we can't have a close relationship with God and with his son. We have to have faith that whatever we ask God, if it's in his will, that he will do it. Not that maybe he'll do it, but that he will do it. And there's one lady that I want to introduce you to after we have our break. Her name is Corey Ten Boom. And if anybody had faith, I'm telling you, this lady did. And if some of you may have read her book, but we're going to talk about, after our break, we're going to talk about Corey Ten Boom and the type of faith that she had. Any questions so far? Okay. So, yeah, for our break.
Stationed. I'm just curious because when I saw you, I thought you looked familiar to me.
We've been stationed.